Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Balance of Power. This is week 8 or week 4 if you're only watching the light side episode, and it's good to be back with the good guys for once, because I don't know if y'all are watching, but the other team are a bunch of horrible monsters, and it's
can
nice
you,
to take a step away from them.
Can you be a monster from jail, though? Like, I thought they were contained.
Yeah, I mean, they're all really terrible people. So it's nice to have some safety from them for a little while.
And their characters are pretty rude too, right?
Yes, the characters are also not that great.
I haven't been watching any of it, but there's that old saying in Dungeons and Dragons where, you know, it's like, you're chaotic evil, not chaotic stupid. I have not watched a single second of it, but I'm guessing, like, if you give someone that much like reign to be evil, I'm sure there's going to be shit that hits the fan real quick.
Yeah, it's true. So it's been interesting watching the compare and contrast. Though, as you reminded me, Zeke, it's not as if Team Lightside has been entirely kind to the people they've been encountering either.
That's true. Well,
at least we've been nothing but chivalrous and cordial.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I want to get caught up with y'all, because there was that whole E3 since the last time that we hung out. How was your E3, Zeke? I know you were doing some stuff.
Oh, E3 was fantastic. Busy. Like, that's the busiest I've ever been for an event. Just morning, like, it was on the go from 9 until 6 every day. It was great. And then one was like 12 hours in a row. So it was a lot of fun. Got to meet some really cool people, played some really cool games. Oh, as you can see, I don't know, it's kind of hard to see, but
yeah,
I got my badge because I played the bridge crew.
Nice.
That was awesome.
I love Star Wars.
Yeah, me too. Mr. Spock is my favorite Star Wars character. Oh, God. So was it like you get to play the Star Treks. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like Captain Kirk? Did you feel like it was the real deal, or?
Well, the thing was, they were the captain. Whoever was running the simulation, like, uh-huh. the Ubisoft employees were the captain every time. So it was only three people that got to do it, because the captain's seat is obviously the one you get to get used to the most. But I was in the engineering seat, and Aurelian was at the tactical, and then some French dude that we had never met was the helm. And it was a lot of fun, because I was like delegating the power, like give more power to the engine so we could turn faster, more power to the shield so we, you know, defend better and stuff like that. And it was like a lot of teamwork. Like, if you wanted to beam like survivors up, like tactical had to get a lock. Then I had to power up the transporter, and then tactical had to like actually push the beam up button or whatever. So there was like a lot of communication back and forth. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. There's an old program called Artemis that did a similar thing that they would have put in. I played it at Gen Con, but it'll be nice to have it in the VR. It seems to me like it would end up being a lot like playing Space Team, like just a lot of shouting to calculate things. And
oh, there is, and you pipe in like just like the show every once in a while, and like someone like the captain saying like, we need to turn the helm to, you know, this, you know, direction and stuff like that. And the captain's like, I want constant updates on the hull integrity. So that was my job. Like, I was like diverting power to the shields and the engine so we could turn faster, stuff like that. And every once in a while, I'd be like, hull integrity at 75%, captain. And shit like that. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that stuff. VR, I think that's going to be the thing. It's not even just going to be like, oh, we're going to play shooters, we're going to play the kinds of games we're already playing. It's shit like that, or like job simulator. These things that people are like, you can't do elsewhere. So yeah. What Star Trek was it? Is it like, what can, are you like original Star Trek, or?
Yes, original. So yes. Red shirts engineering, yellow shirts command, blue is science.
That's awesome. That sounds really cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Didn't TNG have red shirts engineering at the very start? Was it? It wasn't orange. It was like, I just remember Geordi looked different.
Yeah, Geordi definitely wore a red outfit at some point during Star Trek. Yeah. Cool. Well, that's awesome, man. Co, what have you been up to?
The E3 coverage stuff with Drop Frames and JP and our guests Strippin' and Dodger. That was a huge amount of fun. A lot of awesome games at E3. And just a lot of games after that. Yeah. A lot of Dead by Daylight. And
what are you looking forward to playing? What did you see D3 that you liked?
Oh man,
the it seems Sony like everybody has like a favorite thing, right? They're like, you pick like one thing. What was the thing for you?
For me, oh, it's one thing is way too hard. Like most of the things at Sony really were awesome. Titanfall 2 looks great. Dishonored 2 looks great. There were a huge amount of quality titles at E3 this year. A lot of stuff that really wasn't that exciting, but inside and between those things, some really cool stuff. But for me, the most surprising, I gotta say, God of War.
Yeah.
I was really blown away by that trailer. Just how Witcher/Dark Soulsy it looked. Really, really cool. So yeah. Yeah, that was probably my big one. My most surprising one for sure.
Yeah. That's cool. Kaylin, did you see the trailer for the Norman Reedus Hideo Kojima weird thing?
Yeah,
I know you're a Kojima fan. You're gonna play that and get your Norman Fetus on.
So someone in my chat was like, "Oh, it looks like the zombie guy," and I was like, "Oh yeah, it totally does look like him." And someone in my chat was like, "No, it actually is him, Caitlin." And I was like, "Yeah, it looks so much like him. It is him, right?" Like, I just didn't get it. But yeah, I'm really stoked for that game. The God of War game, though, I thought the kid looked really annoying. So. Like so incompetent. He like won't cut the deer's throat or whatever. Like his dad's like, "Oh my fucking god."
You gotta live up to a lot when your dad is the God of War, right?
I guess
so. Kill a deer and he's gonna be so disappointed.
I like teared up when Kojima came on stage though, the entrance.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bit of a celebrity, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if that game is a game or just kind of like a weird art experiment.
I don't care either way. Don't
care. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Well, that's cool. And did you see anything E3 wise that's like got you going, or is it just like you're at the bottom of a very deep Overwatch hole and can't see out?
Yeah. I mean, I was just at Blizzard yesterday.
Oh, cool.
So that was really cool because I got to see the Overwatch area and, yeah, I didn't really pay a lot of close attention to the E3 stuff, unfortunately, because I had a lot of stuff going on with my mom, but, the God of War did look awesome. I didn't play the earlier games, so I'm interested to see how this one turns out. And, yeah, I think that was probably my big one. Well, Horizon Zero Dawn, actually, I was excited to see some actual gameplay from that because we've just seen like the same trailer over and over again. So I'm looking forward to that one for sure.
Yeah. 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 It seems like they're doing there's a lot of that kind of like gritty post-apocalypse, like you were saying, Ko, the sort of like Dark Soulsy kind of vibe of like things are kind of like taking on a dark tone. I thought it was cool that the new Zelda looks a little like that. Like it's a little Assassin's Creed, a little kind of like post-apocalypse-y looking.
Yeah, man, the new Zelda blew me away. I mean, I legitimately thought I would never stream a Zelda game because I never had plans. None of the old ones really appealed to me. But then that Zelda trailer, dude, I mean, the inventory system, items have stats, like almost survival stuff, climbing all over the place, cutting down trees for resources. Like there were so many things in that looked different than what I'd seen from Zelda before. Like that's going to be my first Zelda game I ever stream. No question. That thing looks awesome.
I like the stupid fire demo. Like, look at how the fire spreads. And I was like, oh, I actually do like that.
Everyone latched onto that, like, oh, we can burn the whole world down.
Yeah, you ever wanted to...
There's like a wildfire not that far from where I live right now.
Oh, no. So
like, no, don't spread the fire.
Yeah, you ever wanted to burn Hyrule to the ground? Now's your time. Now you got a chance. Yeah, I think it'll be cool. It's coming out for the Wii U, right? Is that the
both systems, the Wii U and the NX or whatever they're calling it?
Right. Another Zelda Bridge title. Well, that's cool because I can't imagine wanting to buy a Wii U just for that. But if it's coming out for the whatever the next thing is, people will probably pick up on it.
Yeah, they confirm that. Cool.
Thanks. Yeah, it's exciting. It certainly looks interesting. Cool. Well, let's play some Star Wars. You want to play some Star Wars?
Yay!
I wanna take a minute because it's been a little while. Let's talk about where we're at and what happened because I definitely remember there being a hut and I remember a merchant getting getting bamboozled. But so you're on the planet for the purpose.
Do the wipes. I like when you do the wipes.
Well, we'll do that when we start. We haven't started yet.
Oh, okay.
This is the recap. I'm excited. You're on Felucia, and Captain Devin Jassard, your commanding officer, sent you here to liaise with someone who had information for you. There was like a council member who wanted to get your help in like getting rid of the Empire, because the Empire's in control of the planet. And she's like, nope, it's time for a change. So when you landed on the planet, there was the being chased by the monster and that whole thing, and getting to the city, because there's really only one kind of major city. And then the last time we played, you got through, went through customs.
Or an asshole through customs.
Yeah, blasted your way into the city by necessity, and laid low long enough to meet up with Counselor Kale, who's the Republic loyalist, and her lizard man bodyguard. And she told you that there's a council member who's sort of like the main guy who's connected to the Empire, Counselor Timo Tureen. And she suggested that if you could take him out, or you could capture him and interrogate him, he'd be the guy that would give you the information you need to sort of flip the script and help the New Republic take over the planet. But you're currently also being essentially hunted by stormtroopers, because you did not make a very clean entrance into the city. So you're going to need to lay low and find somewhere safe to hang out. Did I miss anything? Anybody have anything that they can think of that? Because I feel like that pretty much covers it.
Yeah, we're staying in the back of Malo the Hutt's place. Like he's putting us up.
Yeah. So for now, cool. Okay, so you're heading out with Malo.
And
go ahead, Caitlin.
Oh no, I thought he gave us someone else's address or something. Or were we staying with him?
We were going to go out back, if I remember. He said he had, like, we asked for a couple rooms, I think, Z3 or Zed did. But then we also got information, and I was wondering, like, what kind of information we got about the person we're supposed to go after, because I don't think we got a name.
Yes.
And what was that name again?
Timo Tureen. He's a counselor, yeah.
Was that all we got?
I think so. I don't think you've had a chance to like look too much more into okay. him.
Cool.
What's the chain of command, Adam? Like Darth Vader, Zed, Counselor, like.
Yeah, it's a direct line of communication from the body of Darth Vader to this guy. Okay. No, so there's a regional Moff who's in charge of either a single or, in this case, probably multiple star systems, because there aren't that many of them left. So the Moff would be in charge of the system. The various planetary governors would be reporting to the Moff. In this case, there isn't a single planetary governor. There's the council that kind of runs the planet, and they report to the regional Moff. So this guy, this Tureen, he'd be reporting to the Moff by way of the rest of the council, but he's probably got influence over the other council.
So are the Moths the most important people? Because that really changes how I was viewing the dark side.
Yeah, like Moff Tarkin in the first Star Wars, that dude is like a big deal. He's in charge of a bunch of like civil government stuff until he gets blown up.
So like they run everything together?
Or yeah. Is that in your head? Yeah, the Moths would report to the Emperor, but again, the Emperor is dead. So right now there's a lot of like question about kind of who's running the Empire. Okay. But the regional Moffs are still kind of like controlling their own systems.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So this guy has someone that he would report to, but theoretically the entire council makes decisions about the planet, but this guy is apparently someone important. So you have information about like troop movements and stuff like that. So he's kind of a man of some importance and worth having a conversation with. You also probably would benefit you to get in touch with high command too, with Captain Jassard. Because remember, the plan was like, go find out if it's a trap and then report back, and then you'd get the rest of your orders, and they'll decide what they want you to do.
Okay, so now that we know it's not a trap, our next order of business is to report back and tell them, like, do you want us to kill the fuck out of this Teemo guy, or just put a fucking torch to his balls or something?
Yeah, right. That's
okay. Or both.
Very light side.
Yeah, normal New Republic protocol. Just torture him until he doesn't want
to. No, once you gave us the go-ahead to kill people, it was okay in this universe to be a good guy and kill. Hey,
I mean, you know, torture and murder are both like pretty common things in the Star Wars universe. So
whatever. We're kind of like Dexter. We just, you know, go after the bad guys and do our thing.
Right. Okay. So that's the first order of business is to report back and ask what our new orders are.
Yeah. So before we do any of that though, here's your wipe, Zeke. So we'll get our establishing shot of the city of Felucia. So there's the teeming jungle all around the city walls, the city itself, and as we pan across the city, you can see that there's a state of like a raised state of security. Right, there are armed stormtrooper patrols in the streets. People have pretty much like returned to their houses, and there isn't like a lockdown, but there's obviously like something going on. Right, this city is in a state of heightened alert.
Sorry.
It's all right. A bantha somewhere nearby makes a strange noise and pulls a cart across the street. And we pull in on a group of stormtroopers as they approach a house, and one of them knocks on the door, and the door slides open. And we see a sort of timid looking, some near human alien have this interaction with the stormtroopers, where like one of them pushes the alien aside, and they come into the house and start kind of like rummaging through things. So we continue to pan across that, and then we see Malo's, right? We see the sort of flickering sign outside Malo's cantina, and we come to you, the group. So you're all together. And you are, I guess, where have you gone? Are you like in the back room? You're still in the VIP area. Where are you when we see the group of you?
I think we already started going back to his place, his rooms.
Okay, so you're in one of the like back rooms where he's like got you hiding.
I think we decided at the end of the last episode that we were going to rest and recover, and because it was pretty late or something along those lines.
Okay. Yeah. So what does everybody, you're all crowded into like a small room. You know, it's meant for, not four people, but it's what Malo had for you. So there's like a cot. There's probably like a single sort of small window that looks out into the alley. What's everybody doing when we pan in on you?
So we only have one room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I go back outside, back to Malo, to ask him if there's another room.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an inn, right? Like, it's a bar. And this is just like a back room that he's got available for like guests. Because he's like hidden people before. But he doesn't have like a bunch of rooms for.
What are your bar's hours of service, Malo?
He's looking kind of nervous. You notice the bar's kind of cleared out. It's just like you and him. He's taken his little fez off, and it's like sitting on the counter. And he says, we never close. He looks around and he's like, but without customers, he puts his hands up. He's like, might as well be closed, huh?
No one's using the third floor, right?
Shakes his head.
I'll just take rest up there. Let me know if anyone comes.
And he nods and he says, let me know if you need anything.
Okay. I go, if we're all going to sleep right now, then That's where I'll be.
Now, yeah, as far as sleeping for a droid, mm-hmm. I do accrue strain.
Mm-hmm.
How do I de-strain?
How do you de-strain yourself?
Yeah, because I guess
that is whiskey from behind the bar.
Yeah, exactly. Oil bath.
High fruit. Yeah, high octane oil.
Let's see. I think for you, I think it works the same way. I think if you just like chill out, you'll recover.
Yeah, but no powering off though.
Yeah. Right.
We saw how that worked.
Let's see. Here we go. It doesn't affect your strain. It recovers the same way as everybody else's. It's just your wounds.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to be upstairs, Gunner. Where's everybody else getting rest?
I am already asleep. The second I could, I walked into that one room. I propped up against the back, put my blaster right next to me in arm's reach. I am making little cat snore purrs right now. Don't call me cute. I'll punch you in the face.
Oh, too late.
Little
you didn't hear it.
Also, do not scratch my ear. I do that leg thing.
I'm also in the same room as Tara, and sleeping with my gun under my pillow.
Okay.
If you'd like to get some rest, Sergeant, I could keep watch and keep my scanners open for any comm traffic.
So we established that he doesn't... If you need to recover your strain, though, you need to, like, sleep, right?
Yeah, I'm just looking up the recovery. Here we go, recovery.
We could do, like, half shifts if he needs to recover strain.
So here we go. When you have a moment to catch your breath, you can make a discipline or cool check. Each success recovers one strain. If you get a full night's rest, then you just recover all your strain. So it depends. Do you want to, if you take turns sleeping and stuff, that's a thing that you can do.
Okay. So yeah, how about I'll just like rest for the first half and then Zed can rest for the second half.
Okay. Let's have everybody, let's generate the destiny pool before we forget.
Okay.
We need to do that. So if y'all could, pop open your character sheet and just hit that destiny button for me.
Do we need to do the sync pool?
It should say zero, zero.
Mine's just 3 and 2. Yeah.
Yeah. If it doesn't hit sync pool.
Cool.
Cool. Thanks, Gunner.
That's no good.
Oh boy.
Not good.
wrong die there. Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Son of a.
Oh, yes. Yes. Give me all the dark side points.
Hey, this is just like the movies, though. They're
ridiculous. Are there more
rebellions? Always struggling. Everybody?
Thanks. You don't get any, and I have six.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Good stuff.
I feel like you rigged this after the last time.
Yeah, no.
Last time, right?
It's fine. I will happily just give them all back to you. Don't worry. All right.
Can we go with my incorrect roll, please?
So, yeah.
Yeah, for 2 times in a row, I've not seen a light side point.
Yeah, right?
Not one. The fuck is with this dice? Are there dice?
It's rigged, man. It's rigged.
Yeah, there aren't even light side
against
points.
God.
No, it's just how bad it's going to get. It's like, it's going to get bad, but it's how bad now.
So, cool. Okay, so I think that you all get a chance to rest, so you can go ahead and take your strain, get all that back. But let's see. I wonder who. Actually, you know what? It'd be Gunner. Gunner would be the one that would hear this. So, Gunner, you're resting upstairs, so you're a little closer to the action.
I've also, just so that I don't metagame it, because this might take a while to move, but I've started disassembling the stage, kind of, or just like taking chairs, like leaning it up against the door, just so that no one can come in. you know, and like heavily making sure that it's locked. And okay. I'm also like really struggling to fall asleep as if I'm afraid of the night.
Mm. Okay. So we see a kind of like antsy or nervous looking Gunner. Yeah. Are you like sitting down, like resting? Or are you pacing? Or are you like, what does that look like?
I'm laying down. And, you know, I do like eventually go in and out of sleep. But mm-hmm. it's clearly like it's very clear that I'm having nightmares. And then like inside Gunner's head, he's dreaming of battles as if he was there. But it's like it's kind of weird because he's only ever had VR training. But, you know, it's like he's there fighting in these battles. Then he just wakes up again.
Is this right. like PTSD level stuff? Like it's really messing with you kind of thing, or like just dreams?
Yeah, for sure. It's messing with me.
Yeah. I think we get like probably like a close shot of Gunner's face, like with your eyes closed, and we can see your eyes moving under your eyelids. And the soundtrack is like, we can hear that it does that thing that the Star Wars does sometimes, where you can hear kind of distorted, like the sound of a TIE fighter, like screaming by and like blasters and like shouting, but it's never clear enough to figure out exactly what's going on. But it's obvious that you're like thinking about or dreaming about like these traumatic Aww. Memories.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're memories. I mean, I don't know, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. We see the stress of battle taking its toll. And then I think you start awake because there's a sound. There's like a blaster sound that is actually like in the real, like it's in reality. So you hear a blaster fire downstairs, like just one like sharp blaster report. And I think it takes a second for you to realize that it wasn't like you weren't dreaming or imagining it, like it actually happened.
Yeah, so I like jumped to my feet immediately, and like my other teammates that have their guns nearby, you know, I might even like be trying to sleep with my katana on my back or something like that, or my vibro sword.
That's right. Use the correct terminology.
Can I tell? I mean, if it's just on the first level of bar, I don't really want to reveal myself, you know? Like, it's kind of okay if there's a bunch of stormtroopers down there, I don't really want to run downstairs to save Mallow because that would jeopardize all of us. So can I use perception or anything to, like, tell if it came from the back room or just downstairs?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you can make a check with two purple dice, a two difficulty. Check.
Also, right. Random question while she's doing that. Yeah. Is Kestrel awake right now or is Zed?
I would be awake right now because I took the second shift.
And yeah. Did Kestrel hear the... Oh, Zed would be awake, you said? Did he hear the
shot? I would be awake.
You would be awake. Okay, yeah. Did she actually hear it too? Or was it...
I don't know. Let's make... It would be more difficult, but yeah, let's... Kestrel, can you make a perception check with three difficulty?
Okay, Gunner, so those are the black die?
Purple, three purple dice. Yeah. Okay. Gunner, you can't hear anything else. It was just that one shot, and then you're too far away from any of the other noise.
And does my comms reach anyone else?
Yeah, you can communicate with each other. That's an intense role.
I know.
You're having a very bad dream.
I know.
Yes. So like I think struggling. Yeah, I think we cut from Gunner, right? Gunner like waking up in that town and kind of like looking around trying to pick up more to, yeah, Kes, you, why do you have five strain? Why, like,
where we did cut that come? Kestrel and she's going.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I was just sitting there on guard and, okay, wait, maybe there was like a spider that came into our area and I was trying to kill it without waking up Tara. So yeah. I'm just freaking out trying to kill this like massive spider. You have spiders here, right?
Yeah,
spider.
Totally, and it's a Star Wars like
strain. Yeah,
it's a Star Wars like Muppet spider too. It's like a big, this big hairy ball, and it's like crawling, and you've got like a shoe in one hand or something. And yeah, we come over to you like trying to kill this thing. I love it. and then you hear the blaster report too. You hear this like shot go off.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can hear it came from another room on the main level.
Cool.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
I wake up Tara and shake his shoulders, and how do I wake up Zed? Just kick him. Yeah. Is there a power up button or something?
No, I think you can just like say my name, Loli, and I'll be.
Yeah, you were like awake, kind of in your
he's in low power mode. Yeah, you just move the mouse a little bit and he'll wake up.
Cool. Yeah, so I wake up Tarna and I make
sound bong.
I wake him up and I'm just like, I heard some noise coming from the bar.
Can you describe the noise?
Was it, do you say it was a gunshot or was it just like,
yeah. it was a blaster.
Yeah. Oh, a blaster shot. Right. Okay. Yeah, we heard a blaster shot. I think we might need to see if Gunners needs assistance.
At the same time, so I'm like calming Zed. So I assumed that he'd be awake, but it's really kind of awkward. I'm like, hey, did you, and he's like, maybe like, yeah, totally. Zed.
Yeah. So Zed, you get a calm, from Gunner. So now Gunner, you can, like, you're kind of part, you can hear the conversation, participate in it.
Okay. So do you guys need me down there?
Yeah, I think we should, see if we can take whoever this is by surprise by flanking them.
Okay. I start disassembling my like holdout fortress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'm going to stealth downstairs.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, if we like press our ear up against the door and see if we hear any shouting or anything.
Yeah.
Before we just bust in there.
And I will be like scanning their four comms to see if there's any chat or like what they're talking about or if they're connected to anybody or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's pretty easy for you. You don't have to roll to detect this, right? It's like you have like a sixth sense where you can detect like radio comm chatter and stuff, but it's encrypted. Okay. Someone nearby has an open imperially encrypted channel to somewhere else. You can't understand anything they're saying. There's a code, okay. But it's happening.
Can I decrypt it or not?
You could try. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to. Make a computer test. I'm going to say difficulty is probably 3.
Difficulty 3, so yeah. 3 purples?
3 purple dice, yeah.
3 purple dice coming at you. Computers, I'm good at computers. Let's go. Yeah, no.
So no, you can't break the encryption. Not very quickly anyway. Like if you took your time and like worked at it, you could, but
sure.
It's it's standard. Imperial encryption's pretty
okay. Decent. I'll just let them know.
They are speaking on an imperial
fucking shit. Let me try one more time.
Zed's speech center seems to be needing to be rebooted. There's something clogged in the RAM. Just
there's something wrong with my computer.
All of a sudden he just stops. He's like...
drunk-ass robot.
On an encrypted imperial line, I can't decrypt it, Sergeant.
I guess we could just try and sneak up on whoever's in there. Since we can't hear what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Affirmative. Awaiting orders.
Okay, so Gunner, let's see how you do with the sneaking. So you're up on the third level, the little like stage area. There's the VIP, the lounge is the second level. The lounge is open to the outside. And then there's it's sort of pyramid shaped. So the base is the like bar and cantina, which is also open on each side. So you can take the stairs down, which will put you right in the middle of the bar, or you can go down onto the VIP area and outside. You've got a couple of different avenues of travel. What are you doing?
We had to go outside to get to the cot room, right?
Yeah, it's like, it's connected, but it's not part of the cantina, the little like side building.
So everyone else will be coming from outside already though.
You mean your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends. So I'll just go down the stairs and I'll like sneak under the red or the chain VIP things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like sneak under them, sneak over them. Cause it's really easy to just walk down the stairs. And I feel like I was meant for more than this, so I make it difficult.
Okay, all right. Make a stealth check. The difficulty is, I'm just checking the perception on this person.
I also want to like hug the wall when, cause we, me and Cass were looking at the outside area on the second level floor. And so I really want to hug the wall or like go really low when I'm exposed to the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cause there's a chance like you want to make sure nobody sees you from the street.
Yeah.
Okay. So make your stealth check. The difficulty is going to be one purple and two red.
How do reds differ from purple like that?
They have more bad symbols on them, and they have a chance to critically fumble. But you are very stealthy, so you don't get any successes. But you buy yourself advantage. So in the case of a stealth roll, I think it's more about buying time before you're discovered. So I think you have the drop on them, and we hear, I guess we cut to downstairs, as you're sneaking, and we see an Imperial officer in the sort of stark black uniform with the little hat. He's an Imperial Army officer. And he's up at the bar, and he's in the middle of saying something to he's just finished saying something to Mallow. Mallow has his like big hut arms up in the air, like he doesn't want to get shot. There's a huge like blaster burn on the wall behind him, and there's like about a half dozen stormtroopers in the cantina, and they're just going around like knocking shit over, like flipping tables, and generally just like making a mess of the place. And then one of them near the stairwell where you're coming down stops because he must have like heard he must have heard you like moving, and he looks at the officer and he's like, I think there's someone upstairs, sir. And the officer looks at him and scowls, and he says, well, go up there and check it out. And the stormtrooper nods and like unslings his blaster and starts to move towards the stairs. Now you know this, Gunner. You like hear this conversation, so you have a chance to like get the drop on whoever's coming upstairs to check it out. And he's going up alone.
Okay, so I look like startled for a second, and then I start retreating up the stairs. And I don't want to press my back against the wall that's right beside the stairs. I want to go. Maybe on like the other side, just wherever there's an other place with an entranceway that I can hide on one side. I mm-hmm. want to go over there. And then when I hear the stormtrooper come all the way up the stairs, I'm just going to like lightly knock
okay.
on that all right. area.
All right. So while you're laying the trap for this stormtrooper.
I also if, when I get far away enough, I comms the team to let them know that we really only have two options. Like one is to kill everyone and save Mallow, and the other is to get out of here right now.
Hashtag save Mallow.
So
all lives matter.
Exactly. So while that's happening, Cass, you're kind of like leading the other team. So what are you doing?
Do we know how many of them there are?
So right now you don't. Yeah, you don't really know anything about the situation. You just heard the blaster, and then whatever Gunner reported to you.
Okay. Well, Commander, I think maybe we would be more effective if Zed and I go around the front door, because we're kind of in the back, right? Like the back of the bar.
You're out back. Yeah.
Cool. I think Zed and I should go to the front, and we could maybe get the drop on them by having us come from three different directions. Unless you want to just try and get Gunner out of there and peace out and not fight whoever's attacking Mallo currently.
Now, is he physically being attacked, or is he still trying to like talk his way out of shit?
I don't know.
I think we know. Yeah, we just heard a blaster and that was it. So
okay.
So they're like destroying the bar, but we don't know if they're actually like after Mallo. They're probably after us.
Sergeant, if I may.
Yes,
sir. Mallow has made it this far by being against the Empire by only his wits alone. Maybe his wits will withstand this.
Honestly, you might be right, Zed, because if they're after us and we bust in there trying to help Mala, we might actually do more damage by exposing the fact that he was hiding us. Because right now they haven't found us, and he could deny that he ever saw us and deny that he helped us. But if we go in there and we try and help him out, they might then realize, and then he could be in more trouble when we leave here, because, you know, we're not staying here and he has to live here.
Does Gunner have eyes on?
Well, Gunner's on comms, right? So you can respond to him, I think.
Gunner? This is all on comms?
Yeah, you guys are on comms.
Okay. Sorry, you first.
Do you have eyes on?
What on?
Eyes.
Do you see him?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yeah. No, no, I retreated for now. If you guys want to leave and then come back later, I need to know within the next 5 seconds.
Can you get eyes on the situation without being revealed?
No.
Yeah, so at this point, the stormtrooper like has come up the stairs, and he's got his blaster rifle out, and he's just like looking around the VIP area, and it's pretty dark. And yeah, he comes out and kind of like looks around, and he says, he's like, "There's somebody up here." So Gunner, you can see him, and he's gonna find you, like, the because you failed that stealth check, so he will find you, but you do have an opportunity to act first.
I comes again, I say like 4 seconds.
I personally, Commander, I think we should maybe get out of here before they realize that Mala helped us. We could always leave and then come back, maybe, you know, in a day or something after they've left.
Okay, so Gunner, what do you want to do? The stormtrooper is like turning around, and he's gonna see you in a second. You could run for it, or you could attack him. What do you want to do?
Can I tell that it's so dark that maybe they wouldn't tell who I was?
Their helmets have light amplification. You'd be able to see you pretty clearly.
Okay. And I mean, I can't like mimic the guy's voice, right?
Which guy? Oh, the I don't know how good's your Imperial accent.
I guess not.
Never mind. Come back downstairs. We need you down here. Yes, fight.
Quite.
Cheerio.
Okay. I'm just gonna dash aside then. I'm not going to, because he didn't come like all the way up near me, right?
No. You could run from where you are to, like, you could run and jump off the balcony down into the street below or something if you wanted
to. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do and disappear into the night.
Okay. All right. So he sees you run, right? And there's another, he probably shouts after you. He's like, "Hey, come back here." And he fires a blaster shot after you. It goes wide, hits the wall, of course. And there's a bright flash, and we see you illuminated for just a second in the light of the blaster as you jump over the balcony. I don't think we need to make an athletics check because it's not like a complicated maneuver or anything. But
I also have great athletics.
Yeah, like there's certainly no point in rolling. It's not like you would jump and like sprain your ankle or something. So while that's happening, where's the rest of the team? Like, are you moving towards the cantina, or are you still hiding out in the other room?
Well, because we went up to the front, but then left Tara behind, but we can still like hail him on the comms, right? And say like, okay, did we see Gunner run off? Did she tell us that she was, or did he tell us that he was going?
I think it was implied. I mean, when I was down.
He just took off, yeah. All right. Commander, I think we gotta run for it before they notice that we're here. Gunner already took off.
If we were to make a run for it, would we have to run by them, or could we get around them? Like, how's this layout look? Is there a way out that's not directly next to them?
Yeah. So because they spotted Gunner, they're going to be on the alert. You could try to like slip away into the streets. That's certainly an option. Or you could just like run for it, right? Like and try to get some distance on them. From where you are right now, because you're just like in the room and looking out the window into the alley, you can't really see anything. But if you leave and take a look around, you could definitely see some more.
So at this point, we should probably try to get out, but we need to also be as inconspicuous as possible to not just completely make it obvious that Mallow's been helping us. Because if we just like book it outside from a private room in the back, I'm sure the stormtroopers are going to read it. There they are.
I'm late. They found us. It's
just me. But yeah, I would say
I'm holding right now. Exactly.
It's not mine. I'm holding it for a friend. It's Luke's.
I can't even smoke. I don't have lungs. Anyway. So yeah, I would say probably we want to assess the situation, see if we can find the least obvious exit, and then take it. That would be, and I'm in the back right now. Kestrel's kind of up front, Zed right behind her, and I'm kind of like in the back there.
Okay, so you're gonna leave the room and head out and take a look around?
Yes, while completely avoiding the front section.
Okay, sure. I think you leave the room and head out. The stormtrooper that saw Gunner jump over the balcony goes back downstairs, and instead of just like wrecking up the bar, now they're like spreading out. Right? The stormtrooper has alerted his commander that there are, you know, the agent they were looking for. They found them. Let's go and look. We found at least one of them. He ran out that way. Let's go check it out. So they're starting to spread out. Gunner, you land kind of out in the street outside the cantina. You can hear them inside. But you can see that this isn't just like an infantry unit. They didn't just like walk up. There's a couple of Imperial speeder bikes parked like outside, like the commander and each of the stormtroopers. So I guess there's like seven all told. These like Imperial speeders parked out front. And they didn't leave anybody outside. So you can see their vehicles. And inside, you can see the stormtroopers starting to like gather. And then I think you see your friends come out of their building that where they're staying.
So these are hover bikes and they don't have tires.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I still like mess them up?
I mean, you have a vibro sword, so you can like hack into them. There are a lot of them.
Do they need keys to be used?
No, I'm going to say they don't. Cause why would they? Yeah, I mean, you could probably steal them. You could probably just jump on and gun her.
Okay, so I comms again, and I say, all right, another two options. I try to distract them, and we go our separate ways for now, or we all try and take off on their bikes.
Can we fit through the window in the back room?
No. No. But, I mean, you're outside already anyway. Like, it's...
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah. The stormtroopers don't know about the three of you. They only saw Gunner.
And I start slashing the bikes.
Okay. All right. So you take out your vibro sword and just start like chopping the like ends off them. And yeah. All right. So
I can do a bad motivator on one of them.
Yep. Yeah, it's true. So, so you start doing that, and then, yeah, the stormtroopers, they come, like running out, all their armor clattering, like out into the street, out front, and they see you like hacking at their bikes. And one of them is like, "Hey, get away from there." And they like, one of them takes a warning shot at you. And they're like coming to capture you basically.
How many bikes am I through?
I think you've done like three of them. You rendered three of the seven like inoperable.
All right. It seems that, I mean, we're not going to be able to group up on these bikes, which I didn't think we'd be able to do. But so as they're running at me, I'm still going to try and like destroy another three and then hop on the remaining one and get out.
Okay. I think you have time for one or the other, sabotage or stealing a bike.
Can I sabotage 1.5 of them?
No.
Okay. I get on the bike, but I like turn back with my blaster and I start firing at the bikes.
What, as you pull away?
Got a bike vendetta here.
I know.
Man, seriously, you fuck these bikes. Know.
That's what my nightmares were about, man.
Okay,
killed your family.
Right. Speeder bikes killed my mom. All right, so they're gonna you're gonna get shot at by a stormtrooper. So let's make that happen first. Let's see here. They're at range. Yeah, range band 2. Okay, and you don't have your vibra sword, doesn't matter. So okay, blast rifle, here we go. So yeah, basically, like in the moment when you're jumping on the bike and getting ready to take off, they all as a group just like fire a bunch of shots in your direction. Let's see how that goes for them. Ooh, okay. So you get tagged as you're jumping onto the bike. You're gonna take some damage. Does your armor have soak?
Probably. Let me check. It's padded armor.
Yeah, what's your soak at right now?
Where is that again? In combat?
It should be very top left where wound, strain, and
soak. Oh, I have soak 1.
Okay. Your soak should be higher than that.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because it's your brawn. It starts as your brawn, which is what?
2? Wait a second.
Yeah, just scroll down a little ways and go to skills. It's the very first stat.
Yeah, 3.
Okay, so it's 3 plus the 1 for your armor. So your soak is actually 4.
Okay.
So you're gonna take
toughness. Does that give you any?
That's wound threshold.
Sorry, what was that, Zeke?
That's wound threshold. I have toughness as well.
Yeah, it just means you have more hit points.
Oh, okay.
Your padded armor. Padded armor is soak 2, plus your brawn, soak 5. Okay, so you're going to take... The stormtroopers unleash a bunch of blaster bolts at you. You're going to take 9, 10, 11 minus your soak. You take 6 wounds and then a crit. So let me roll that crit for you. Okay, Gunner. Stormtroopers blasting away at you. Here we go. Okay, so you are off balance. So your next skill check, the next check you have to make, which is going to be the bike piloting check, you're going to have a setback die. You're going to have a black die added to it, and you now have a critical wound. So you actually get hit. Where do you get shot? Where does the one hit go?
Maybe it just like goes on my bicep, and then you see part of my suit kind of like rips apart. And then you see this barcode tattoo on my shoulder, and it matches the barcode that's on my gun, and my vibra sword has it too. But it's like, it's kind of stretched, and I only recently got out of the military. So like maybe my muscles, or not my biceps, sorry, just, what? What's this? My triceps?
I don't know about the body.
Shoulder.
Your triceps, the back. Triceps? Yeah, it's the side of your bicep. I don't know.
What's a muscle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I just got like lots of muscles recently, and that's why the tattoo is kind of stretched around that area. Mm. Like that's where it hits, and you just see that reveal.
Cool. Yeah. So it just like blasts your armor there. There's a big smoking hole, and you're burned and stuff, and it hurts. You grab it, but we can see between your fingers this like old faded blue of the tattoo. It hurts. It hurts really bad. Your vision blurs, but the rest of you, the group, you hear the sound of one of the swoops, one of the speeder bikes, like rev, and then some more blaster shots as your friend pulls away, as Gunner tears off on the bike. And I think that's probably as good a place as any to take our first break.
So she just fucking peaced out.
God. Yeah. As an injured Gunner peels away on the speeder. So we'll catch up with the stormtroopers and the inevitable chase scene when we get back. So stick around. We got 3 more hours of light side action yet to go.